Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of thousands of people turned out for a protest march here in Washington Saturday, showing opposition to President Trump and his policies. They were joined by anti-Trump demonstrators all over the world, including Antarctica. Actor and activist America Ferrera spoke before the so-called Women's March in Washington.
We are gathered here and across the country and around the world today to say, Mr. Trump, we refuse.
President Trump left the White House before the protesters' scheduled arrival time there for a previously planned visit to CIA headquarters.
Very, very few people could do the job you people do. And I want to just let you know, I am so behind you. And I know maybe sometimes you haven't gotten the backing that you've wanted, and you're going to get so much backing.
CIA visit was an apparent bid to mend fences and meet with top security officials because in the past, Mr. Trump had sharply criticized the U.S. intelligence community. Mr. Trump had been at odds with U.S. intelligence since President Obama asked them to look into whether alleged Russian hacking helped Mr. Trump win the election. Gambia's defeated leader, Yahya Jammeh, flew into exile Saturday night, ending 22 years of rule and a political stalemate that brought his nation to the brink of a regional military intervention. Jammeh's departure opens the way for a transfer of power to Adama Barrow, who won the presidency 7 weeks ago. Barrow, who was sworn in Thursday at Gambia's embassy in neighboring Senegal, is now expected to return to Gambia. This is VOA News. Citing demands of the U.S. presidential transition, the United States says it will not send a delegation to preliminary Syrian peace talks this week in Kazakhstan and will instead send the U.S. ambassador to Kazakhstan, George Kroll. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said his government is ready to discuss anything at the talks, while rebel factions say they will limit their focus to enforcement of an ongoing truce and humanitarian issues. Authorities in central China say 12 people are likely dead inside a hotel overrun by a landslide. State media reported that rescuers have not detected signs of life from 10 people who were trapped underneath rocks and debris after the landslide in Henan province. Rescuers have pulled 5 survivors from the debris, 2 of whom died in a hospital. Henan is hilly and densely populated and frequently struck by landslides triggered by heavy rainfall. French voters going to the polls today for the first round of leftist primaries, but most expect the governing socialists to be ousted from power in presidential elections later this year that will center on issues like the economy, immigration, and terrorism. We get more now from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
During 5 years of socialist rule, France weathered 3 major terrorist attacks, a struggling economy, and the migrant crisis, best seen in the now dismantled Calais jungle camp. Many French voters have criticized how the left handled these issues. President François Hollande has become so unpopular, he decided not to run for re-election. The 7 who are on the primary ballot include former Prime Minister Manuel Valls and 3 other ex-ministers. They have sparred in debates over whether to take the party further left or further right. But polls indicate voters are looking elsewhere, to conservative candidate François Fillon, to maverick former economy minister Emmanuel Macron, and to far-right leader Marine Le Pen, who wants to close borders, end immigration, and hold a Frexit referendum on leaving the EU. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
European nationalist leaders came together Saturday in a show of strength in a year-big election test. Right-wing populist leaders from France, the Netherlands, Germany, Italy, and elsewhere attended the gathering at the Koblenz Congress Hall in Germany. The Netherlands will provide the next major test for populist support. Their Party of Freedom could win the largest percentage of votes in the March 15th Dutch primary election, parliamentary election, that is. One other story, the Turkish parliament has approved a constitutional reform package that would strengthen the powers of the presidency and could extend President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's office into the year 2029. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.